On a crisp Saturday afternoon, a group of birdwatchers, photographers, and nature lovers from around the world gather along Klukwan's snowy riverbank. They gaze out over the Chilkat River at a cluster of brown feathered figures perched in the trees. Julie Flagg came here all the way from Reno, Nevada. She's been coming to the Alaska Bald Eagle Festival for years with her friends Natalie Bradford and Chris Cart from Juneau. Flagg says back home, the wildlife isn't nearly as beautiful.
Well, the wild stuff we have is mostly stupid people. But
over the past week, the trio has been visiting different spots along the Chilkat River, trying to snag the perfect photo of the U.S.'s national bird. Flagg says she is always struck by how observant the eagles are.
And they watch us as much as we watch them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they'll be looking at you, and you know they've got a secret. So you just have to figure it out. They're probably thinking, you fools.
Crazy humans.
Yeah. They're back again watching us.
Yeah. Every November, thousands of eagles flock to the Chilkat Valley to gorge themselves on a late run of chum and coho salmon. For 24 years, Haines has marked the yearly event with the Alaska Bald Eagle Festival. But eagles have been celebrated by people in the Chilkat Valley long before the festival began. During the Flight for Freedom event on Saturday, Lonnie Hotch, the executive director of Chilkat Kwan Heritage Center, explains that the eagle is an important part of Tlingit people's social structure. Hotch said that in her culture, people have always been organized in two social groups, eagles and ravens. This is part of their collective identity.
We belong to either the eagle or the raven. That's part of our worldview. We don't think of ourselves as just like one individual.
Over the years, it has become a tradition to release rehabilitated eagles into the wild during the festival. Sydney Campbell, the American Bald Eagle Foundation's outreach coordinator, facilitates an auction where people can bid to release the eagles themselves.
Fair warning, I'm not an auctioneer. I did this last year and it's really hard.
The money from the auction helps fund the programs on offer at the foundation, as well as rehabilitation services provided by the Anchorage nonprofit Bird Treatment and Learning Center.
Can we jump it up to $200? We were so eager there. All right, we've got $200.
This year, two birds are up for bid, a juvenile and a subadult. The juvenile had tried to leave its nest, but was unsuccessful and was found on the ground nearby before it was sent to Bird TLC. It has never flown in the wild before. The subadult, on the other hand, was injured near Soldotna and was returning to the wild after treatment. After the auction, Hotch and the Chilkat dancers begin to sing and dance as the crowd makes its way to wooden crates where the eagles are being held. When the crowd quiets down, the winning bidder, Jessica Reed, flings open the door of the crate and the subadult eagle begins to fly. With each beat of the wing, it grows more confident. Some spectators can't help but shed a few tears as the eagle flies off into the sun.
Home sweet home!
In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.